Right now, 30 degrees here in central Minnesota on your Friday morning. Time for our A for Agriculture feature. In recognizing our February A for Agriculture Award winner, and that's Mr. Jim Oman in Albany. Jim Oman in Albany. Jim was nominated by his son, Tyler. Yeah, Jim, long time at Albany Roller Mill and now at Holdingford Mill. And I mentioned to Jim earlier this week, I said, Jim, congratulations. Also, this honor, also courtesy of Albany A&W. Jim did receive $50 in A&W certificates at Albany A&W. Thank you to Jeremy and Julie. I mentioned to Jim, yeah, you've been in the feed biz for a long time there, Mr. Oman.
Well, yeah, I've been doing it for over 30 years, Joe. I won't say exactly how many, but I just happened to stumble across the job, kind of, you know. They needed a truck driver, and I was looking for a different employment, and, you know, that's where I started, and, you know, I've enjoyed it, you know, because especially in the truck years ago and at the roller mills, get to meet people one-on-one out to the farms, and, I mean, I've developed some really good relationships. I've seen kids grow up from, you know, knee-high. And I still deal with some of them now as they've taken over farms or bought different farms from somebody else. And it's kind of a cool deal. But, you know, it's not a regular job. You know, you do a lot of different stuff. You know, over the years, I've truck drive, you make feed, you got to deal with a lot of different things. But it's not really a job. It's more of a way of life. You know, farming is, you know, different. You know, and it's changing every year. You don't have 20, 30 cow herds anymore, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, now if you have a 50, 60 cow herd, that's a small herd. They're getting, you know, obsolete.
Jim Oman, our A for Agriculture winner. And I mentioned that, Jim, too, I can remember as a kid going into the roller mill when mom or dad would pay the bill. And in the lower right-hand drawer, that was the sucker drawer, you know. Or if you wanted a bottle of pop, you know, I had that old pop machine in there where you open the door and you get a bottle of pop. And those sort of memories I remember as a kid going into the roller mill. And some of those, some would say old-fashioned kind of measures, you know, a sucker for the kids when you go into the feed store and stuff. And those are some of the memories I shared with Jim as well earlier in the week.
Yeah, we do a lot of that yet. You know, I used to drive truck, and I used to have a bag full of suckers in my truck, you know. But when you get to some of these farms, there's six kids coming from every direction. It was scary, you know. So I used to talk to them. I said, I need you all to line up over by this building so I know where you're at. But and then I kind of got away from it because, you know, it was kind of dangerous, you know. Mm-hmm. I had one customer say, you know, yeah, when I was a little kid, you used to bring us suckers all the time. Now you got dog treats in the truck. You know? I got away from that, too, because the dang dogs would start coming towards the truck. But anyway, yeah, I've been doing it for a long time. And then, you know, I was with Suds over at the mill for 30 years. And, you know, we shut that down, you know, it kind of came pretty fast. And, you know, I got a hold of Jeff. Jeff and I got together and we said, you know, we'll take on, you know, Suds was glad to give us the names and everything. We went around for a couple weekends, me and Jeff, and contacted all these customers, said, here's, we carry almost all the same products, and we can get all the same products for you. And, you know, you want to give us a chance, we'll help you out and, you know, ease the transition over. And then we found, you know, we teamed up with, you know, down here at what was Specialty Turf and Ag or whatever. Now it's Nature's Best, but we rent some warehouse space, and they help sell some of our products during the day. And then at the end of the day, I come here, you know, and some days I work a little more. But they sell feed for us, and that works pretty good, too, because, you know, we get a little business from them because they deal with fertilizer and seed, and they get some of their customers, you know. I guess, you know, we just kind of mesh, you know. Mm-hmm. They get some customers out of us. We get some customers out of them. And so far it's been working pretty good. But we had to have some place where some of our customers from the mill didn't have to come all the way up to Holdingford to get, like, milk replacer and other smaller stuff, you know.
Jim Oman, our A for Agriculture Award winner. And Jim also talks about just kind of the landscape of agriculture nowadays. It's a little different. Customers are still the same or maybe at a different generation, but also you know, they sure support some other areas of agriculture as well nowadays.
Yeah, we have people that raise show goats and horses. A lot of those farms didn't go away. The neighbor just bought the land, and then that 20 acres is still sitting there with the home, and they built a new home on it. They got horses, they got donkeys, they got... So we do a lot of the small stuff, whatever. A lot of people have chickens nowadays, you know. They want their own eggs, you know. They don't want to buy them in the store. Just stuff like that, you know. So, So I don't know. It's at the end there at the mill, you know, we had a lot of farmers retiring, getting old, and selling off, and we were losing more of these smaller farms, you know. Now, Jeff over there has got some bigger customers, and, you know, one reason is he's got his own pellet machine over there, and he can make custom robot pellets, custom beef pellets, and stuff like that. So he's got some bigger accounts that do that, you know. I mean, he goes some places, you know, all the way up to Thief River Falls, Pequot Lakes. We have a big farmer comes down with his semi, and we load it full of robot pellets for his dairy, you know. So, you know, we never did anything like that over there at the mill.
Right.
It was all more smaller, smaller scale.
Jim Oman, our A for Agriculture Award winner. And Jim also did mention, he also said, I should be saying Gumby, right? A lot of people know Jim by the nickname Gumby. And Jim said, too, a lot of his customers, they're just like family.
Well, it is. You know, it's they are like family, you know. I mean, you've known them for years, you know. And, you know, you go to their weddings, you go to their funerals, you know. And it's, you know, it's just like a family, you know. But it's not like a normal job like most people have, you know. You're not going to get rich doing it, you know. You know, these small farmers don't get rich either, but, you know, it's a way of life. They've done it, and they enjoy it. So, I mean, there's more to, you know, it's just a different way of life, so.
Yeah. I bet you can't even count how many Saturday mornings you worked back at the mill.
Yeah, we used to work them 2 out of every 3, for sure, you worked, you know. But that's nice. We kind of stay away from that now, you know. But we just work a little longer days, you know. So.
Yeah, Jim Oman, our A for Agriculture Award winner. He was nominated by his son, Tyler. I mentioned a Jim. Well, over the years, that means he was watching good old dad and what you're up to and really appreciated what you do.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, you know. And I think part of it was when we left the mill, you know, that he knew that, you know, I wanted to take care of our customers that we had. So just make sure they had some place to go if they didn't have a place to go to, you know. And I think that's pretty much the whole reason, you know. And, you know, I got a great group of people I work with up there with Jeff and Sue, you know, the owners of Holden Ford and the employees over there. We, you know, we strive to do our best over there, you know, and I think keep most everybody happy. You know, you lose a customer once in a while. You know, a lot of people are price checking, you know, and stuff like that. Some things you can do cheaper, some things you can't. And, you know, that's just the business, you know, so.
I mentioned a Jim as well when you're not tossing feed bags. What do you do for fun there, Mr. Oman?
I fish a lot, Joe. I go fishing a lot. I got a buddy that comes up from the cities almost every weekend. We go out, and I used to hunt a lot more. You know, I did everything, you know, grouse hunting, pheasant hunting, deer hunting. But now, you know, you get older, you can't do it all anymore. So, but I do enjoy fishing a lot, and that's pretty much my main hobby now. I mean, years ago I used to, you know, bowl and stuff like that, but just... When you get older, you just don't have time to do all that stuff. You need to relax a little bit, you know?
Jim Oman from Holding Ford Mill, formerly of Albany Roller Mill, your A for Agriculture Award winner. I had to ask, I said, Jim, where did this nickname Gumby ever come from?
I can't tell you that.
You
really,
can't tell
Joe.
Me that?
it's I've had it since I was 8 years old. So, and a lot of people don't really know my real name, you know? They just know me as Gumby, but so...
Oh, he wouldn't give me the details. He wouldn't. And finally, Jim mentioned, too, just in regards to the current situation we live in regarding the coronavirus and such, he says, you know, the future things, your daily, how they do things when it comes to feed and transportation, he says, you know, that may change as well. We'll have to adapt as we've seen agriculture adapting for many years.
You know, I'll tell you what's going to happen now, Joe, you know, and it's happening already with this virus. Things are changing, you know. The way we receive feed products, and I don't know, you know, it might get tighter yet, but, you know, a lot more regulations and stuff like that. So that's that was one of the big changes when Suds decided to close the mill. A lot of federal regulations that we couldn't get grandfathered in anymore, you know, and you were going to have to spend a lot of money to stay in the business or confer, you know, deal with the, you know, the regulations. So That was part of the deal when he, it was just the time was right. Somebody wanted, you know, the land and everything, and with everything changing, so. Yeah. But, and I think now with this virus, you know, there's going to be some more changes, you know, so. You know, everybody in the farming community is going to work with it. The only thing I can say is we are considered, you know, a...
essential.
Essential, but we're not really, we're a food, we're the beginning of the food chain, so I guess we'll have a job yet, but we're going to have to conform to new rules and regulations again, I'm sure. But, you know, let's hope this thing ends soon, you know, for everybody's sake, because it's going to be tough otherwise.
Jim Ullman, our A for Agriculture Award winner. He was nominated by his son, Tyler. And yeah, congratulations to Jim Gumby Ullman of Albany, our A for Agriculture Award winner. He received $50 in certificates from Albany A&W. And Jim, I got to get you your Chasm Radio hat yet. I got to drop that off for you. Congratulations. Thanks for your time earlier in the week to sit down and talk Jim Ullman, our February A for Agriculture Award winner, brought to you by Albany A&W and the Chasm Radio Farm Department.